Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you would like to write to us, you can send your inquiries and correspondence through our contact page on warn-usa.com. And be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag WatchmanIS216 and Watchman hashtag Warn Radio. You can also use hashtag Warn Radio on Instagram. On LinkedIn, you can find us by using hashtag Watchman. Join us on USA.life and MeWe by using hashtag Warn Radio. And you can join us on Parler by @WatchmanDGS and on Clout Club by @WarnRadio. You can listen to our shows through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. And this week, from the evening of October 2nd to the evening of October 10th, through the 10th of October, we are in the Feast of Tabernacles. Just to let you know about that. And please take time to read the pertinent articles by the Watchman. They are prophetic and they are apply to this day and age we live in. The latest one out on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com is Last Days Perilous, Purposeful, and Prophetic. Last Days Perilous is the issue with living in this prophetic time period, which is just that, living. But then there is America. Today, the divide has not been greater. So you can go to Dana Glenn Smith and warn-usa.com to read those article or read that article. Also on Dana Glenn Smith, In Christ Jesus, Nonconformity to the World. The fact that the Lord wanted his children to be separate from the world dates back to the very beginning. And on warn-usa.com, you can read the following two articles. Children of God Fulfilled Promise. Through the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the promise flowed to redeem mankind from the curse of death. And Battleground America Agenda Expunged. This is the second book in the Steel series called The Rising, and it will be out soon. It's the second book Dana has written. The battleground has been here before. This time, the American agenda will be expunged. This is the goal. The vow to destroy the foundations of America has been carried out in the secret agenda that was given to the colonel. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here again.
Yeah, we're in, we had to pull the garden and put everything away for winter, and it's been hot.
Yeah, it's been nice. I'm glad. I'm thankful.
Yeah, it's going to get a little colder next week, and some of the evenings it gets real cold. So it's really not summer-grown weather. And as everybody know, President Trump, Melania, got COVID, and they're doing both real good, and the fake news is accusing him of lying.
Well, of
especially
course.
On Trump, saying that he's a lot worse. I've heard some of these knuckleheads.
Well, that's not something he would fake.
No, he's you know, the fake news is so fake and the division is so great. I mean, you can talk to people and if they're listening to the fake news, seriously, you know, and the fake news, they out and out lie. I mean, I've listened to them before on certain issues and they lie.
Well, you will be eventually deluded and fall right into their trap of accusing the president or anything else there that's on their agenda. You'll go along with it because you listen to it.
Well, you know, all the documents came out regarding what they did with Trump, and he released them all. John Brennan came out today and said there was nothing illegal about investigating. Well, it was, because there was no evidence there, and you made it up. And you know very well it was made up, and
yeah,
you know very well that you
right.
conspired with Hillary.
That's right.
I didn't, you know, I mean... That's the way it is. But, you know, we're so divided, it's sickening. And your main news are absolutely anti-Trump and will not report the truth. They won't even, and this is from a lot of sources, including lawyers. I mean, when they look at, you know, how the Democrats and the fake news are not questioning Biden on certain things. And Biden's Burisma thing came out as well. And, you know, they testified in court over there that they had paid Biden and Hunter a bribe so that they could get some help from America. I mean,
that was Ukraine that testified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ukraine didn't. Burisma did.
Oh, okay.
So, at any rate, I mean, that's where we're at. You know, we are just... divided, you know, and to ask people to put forth mercy and civility towards one another, especially in politics, would help a lot. We
it
don't
would.
Need your biasness coming through by wishing President Trump to die. I mean, you're a moron if you say that.
That's sad.
And I think you're wicked and you're godless.
Depraved.
And what you wish on other people will come on you, so keep your mouth shut and maybe you will live. I mean...
Yeah, you really need to be careful what you wish for or hope for.
Yeah, especially when you're doing it on someone else. This is
for
sick.
Death. Yeah, yeah, that's wrong.
This is the bottom of the barrel as far as I'm concerned. And we got another thing we want to comment on, too. We report and comment on the persecution of Christians and other oppressed people groups worldwide. Now, make it clear, we do not hate the people nor their cultures or race. But, for instance, in China, we love the Chinese people, their cultures, and history. We do not hate them or those over them. However, we do have issues with the communists and their agenda in China. We do not like the oppression of Christianity, nor of the Uyghurs and others in China. It is, in the same matter, it is the policies and actions of those in power that do not protect religious freedoms, and in many cases, ethnic cultures that we do not support. And this also goes for America and those in the fake news that continue to report fake news and continue to report lies, and especially on Instagram and Facebook. You know, you have some punks over there that think they know everything about COVID, and they don't. You have people that are taking on doctors and experts in their field, and you people are shutting them down, and Google's done the same thing. And so the bottom line of it is that in all of this, you know, we need to get some clarity on these issues, but it's hard to get clarity with so many people, just especially the ones like on Twitter. Twitter's the worst, Facebook, and now Instagram, and they're all getting into the banning category. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if I never had anything to do with Google, Microsoft, and Instagram and Facebook, that would be fine with me because I won't miss you a bit. And as far as ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, the fake news, I can live without you as well. So as far as I'm concerned, you people keep shooting your mouth off and continue to be uncivil and continue to take on scientists that are absolutely experts in their field. We're going to have some issues. I mean, I'm going to have an issue with you because I'm just not going to listen to you, and I will remove you every instance of it. Now, thank God, Microsoft has been one of the least worst of you all, and Google is putting out today on one of their new browsers a way to stop from tracking you and trying to give you a little more privacy. So we shall see.
Well, that's good.
So at any rate, so beware America, just because we're Americans. And I'll tell you, we do not go and we do not back these Soros-appointed, backed by political money, the governors, the mayors, the prosecuting attorneys, and the attorney generals in certain states that are letting these thugs, Antifa and BLM, go and when they should be charged. You are wicked, you are evil, and you are violating your oath to America. And that is your oath that you take both to your state and to the American U.S. Constitution. And you are liars and thieves. And we don't support you either. Make it clear. It's because of these kind of things that are going on that America is having its trouble, and God is going to judge this nation for that. And I'm telling you, you allow a Biden to get in, and you're going to see judgment like you've never seen. And it's not because of Biden personally, but it's coming. Now, if Trump gets in, you're going to continue to have a few issues because you have a whole bunch of people that want to start civil war. Anytime you look at any of this, it is a mess. And we can go back both in the Bible and in history, and we can go back in what we've been covering for all these years with persecuted Christians. And every time it goes back to the political agenda, and we can tell you that in China, because of the communists and their political agenda, that the churches have been shut down, that Christians have been put in jail, and they have been persecuting them, they have been oppressing the youth. You get over in India, and the India Hindus over there by the thousands have been rampaging around because they want a nationalist Hindu area state in India completely without no Christians. You see it in Nigeria where there's a genocide going on. All relates to the political aspect, to those cultures that are in power, the hatred, the civility, the division. This is going on worldwide, and this indicates the lawlessness that Paul talked about in 2 Thessalonians 2. And that's not all. So when we get into this and we start talking about stuff, you understand that this is not going to be, well, except America. You are in it, kids, and you'd better wake up, because the same people that are propelled by the devil and his angels is mean, nasty ones that tried to overthrow God. These are the same demons that are behind a lot of these groups killing so many. And these same demons are in America doing the same thing. So unless you can get up, unless you can repent, and we've had three major callings for repentance in this nation, three actually goes according to the law, which says, let every word be established by two or three witnesses. Those witnesses were Franklin Graham's prayer walk, Jonathan Cahn's The Return, and Carter Conlon's one that he just did last night from lot number one over, where was it, Massachusetts, yeah. These all called for repentance in America. They prayed for every aspect of America, and you're on notice now officially that there has been a call for repentance, but it's in the hands of the Lord, and he might decide to send you into some little trouble in order to get you woke up and brought back to God. Because it's time for America to remember we need to put God back in the schools. We
Amen.
Need to stop killing babies out
Amen.
Of the womb. We need to understand what God has appointed as far as things you can do and cannot do. We may not be a theocracy, but we don't have to be a theocracy. This nation was founded on the faith of Christianity, where you want to believe it or not, and the people that promote otherwise are liars and thieves. And I'm putting you on notice that this radio station, the WIBR Warren Radio, stands with the pilgrims who made that first official pact with the Lord God when they got on this land and sought God for blessing for this land. And God responded.
Amen. He did.
So now that we've gone through that, Project Veritas is having a lot of fun in Minnesota ballot harvesting.
Really?
Yeah, and there's been some other stuff coming out about this. And this has to, and of course, they said they got 300 ballots for Jamal Osman, said Muhammad, who contends the only way to win is with money. Money is everything, he says. Money is the king of the world. If you've got no money, you should not be here, period. Well, this is a video, and the words are from a video from Project Veritas. Now, of course, it also implicates Representative Ilhan Omar, and because it's in Minneapolis and her home country, hometown.
Home district.
Home district. You know, this is a lot of issues here. Now, she's denied it, of course. And there's been some other developments in it. I'm not really sure where we're at, but they've still got the video and they've got the information. There was ballots. The local Minneapolis police said that they were investigating. And the way the mayor and everybody else locally, I mean, if we look around in Portland and Seattle and various other parts, including California and New York, what have we seen? We've seen the prosecuting attorneys releasing all those thugs that burned down most of the cities. So I don't have much faith in city law anymore, and I have very little faith in the police department in some areas because the mayor won't allow them to do anything. So I'm not really sure how this is going to work out.
Yeah, that's very tragic.
Yeah, it is. Now, the only time we've gotten some real results is when the feds went in and pressed federal charges, and you had a federal judge and a federal, jury, and then that makes a difference. Because you screw around with the feds, you're going to get in trouble. So there, we need law in this country, law and order.
We do.
We do not need people cheating. If you're going to cheat, we don't need you. Go back to Nigeria. If you're going to cheat, go back to some of these other areas and cheat. You don't cheat in America. That's not what we're about. And if you think it is, now I know very well that during the Obama administration, the Black Box Project had indeed come up with some things regarding Philadelphia especially and the cheating during Obama's election. Now, I'm not saying he had anything to do about it, but we know from a couple of videos from the people that were monitoring the election there that they were actually election judges that were really upset because of a bunch of black muscle came in. And I mean that literally. These were the Brotherhood, and they were threatening them, telling everybody that they needed to vote for Obama. And so at any rate, we don't need that either.
Well, you know, the wicked, they devise many plots and plans. They stop at nothing. And so may God confound their plots and plans and let them fall to the ground as nothing, and their evil be stopped.
Well, that's true. Now, we do have another article along all this line, and that's called The American Coup. It is an article that was put out by CBN. And to quote the article, the left has become much more intense in their partisanship. It's really a progressive neo-socialist party. It's not the old Democratic Party. And while there are outlets of dissident voices in the media, it's grown at a geometric rate, and the left has, and we've grown at an arrhythmic rate. They've taken both the media and the message, and the youth have mastered it, so it's a force multiplier that we haven't really come to terms with. That's Victor Davis Hanson, military historian and current events.
Wow.
And he says that the riots and protests now out of the 60s and 70s and those today have all been products of the left. But the protests today are more dangerous to the future of the country. And he goes on to say, we've never seen in contrast anything quite like these blue state mayors, attorney generals, and governors. Now that's what I was talking about earlier. Whether it's Mayor Ted Wheeler in Oregon or Lori Lightfoot in Chicago or Mr. Garcetti in Los Angeles, they seem to sympathize or contextualize or appease the violence. Now see, this is the issue. And so if there was anything that you could call this, this is the year of the American coup, the American revolution. And of course, their disgust and opposition to Trump gives them fodder. They believe that evil can triumph, and evil is the way to get things done. And anytime you forget the fruits that people are doing, you forget the outcome. Because if you have dark fruits, if you've got wicked fruits, eventually it's going to catch up with you. For whatever you sow, you're going to reap, and that's just the way it is. And you know, Tower, just what, you know, there's a lot of people watching this around the world, but this is something that is real, you know?
It is. It's horrible. I don't like what's going on.
And you really do see, you know, the entirety of cities getting burned up, destroyed. I seen a video yesterday of two women who were Black Lives Matter. And there was the photographer on using the video, and they had invaded a birthday party of a Hispanic family and were turning everything upside down. These two women, nobody touched them.
Well, they should have stopped them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a good swift kick in the butt or a punch in the nose, that would do it. But see, if you're going to let these people muscle you and push you around, then you've lost.
Well, look at the McCloskeys in St. Louis.
Exactly.
They tried to protect themselves, and now they're facing charges, while the people that should be facing charges were let go. The charges were all dropped against them, the troublemakers. So maybe, and that's why people don't want to do anything.
Well, see,
they're afraid to.
Yeah, I can understand that, but it'll only go so far.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if we continue to have lawless attorney generals and lawless prosecuting attorneys and lawless mayors and lawless governors, I'll tell you what'll happen. They will round them up and they will tar and feather them and get them out of their district. Because people will only get pushed so far, and then you're going to have some dead people on your hands, more than you ever could think. Because when law and order breaks down, and we cannot get any justice in the courts, when people ignore the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights, then people will have no choice except to get up guns and go out and fight to get their rights and safety that they want. That's what will happen. You can take it to the bank if we do not get law and order.
You know, that reminds me of Romania. Was it Ceausescu? Was that his name?
Yeah, exactly.
That he was the, I'd call him a dictator.
He was.
And he, they rounded him and his wife up and hung him.
They did.
And that's what things happening in America made me think of that.
Well, you know, with them, too, we reported on the miracles out of there, too. There was a lot of miracles over there by the Lord.
There was.
And then some people came out of there that started ministries over here in America. And so Romania is something that people need to pay attention to. And see, the problem with Americans, they don't think it'll ever happen here. But you're on notice that you need to stand up, you need to vote, and you need to make sure that you've got civility, you believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because if you're not an American, you need to get out of here. I mean, that's just that simple, because we don't need anti-American. We need America. We need people that are for the Constitution. But we've got a good 40-some percent, and Obama and his wife, so-called, they have been pushing a scenario of overthrow since he got out of office. We know that. We know what he did on Netflix. And by the way, it's about time Texas, I mean, I wish more would, but they are suing Netflix over that little girl program.
That cuties program.
Yeah, that's
show.
Sick.
It is sick. But I want to back up a minute. We were talking about Chichescu and all them. Then what happened in New York? Was it yesterday or the day before? De Blasio was rounding up the Jews?
He was.
I can't believe that. I don't know the full story, but they said they would never put up with anything like that again. So what's going on?
Well, see, in New York, he came out yesterday and said that he's got to stop the Jews because they're celebrating. This happens to be Tabernacles, and they're going to celebrate. They've got a biblical mandate to celebrate. And they're going to go to their synagogue, and you're not going to stop them. Well, he said that he was going to stop them, so he sent the cops. And I seen a video, and it was more of a mess than it was anything. I think these cops were outnumbered. So then the next day, the Jews all gathered again in a huge crowd, and they were all burning their masks. But I can guarantee you, de Blasio, these Jews have already been rounded up one time before, and they went willingly to what they thought were showers, and they were gassed.
Yeah.
It is not going to happen again to
nope.
them. They were all stripped. They were there without no weapons. And, you know, one source of whom is no longer with us told me in a private conversation that he had talked to some of the survivors there, including somebody that was a priest, you know, rabbi. And he told this particular person that they believed God was going to deliver them, and if he wasn't, they would have fought. But they really, truly believed they would be delivered from Hitler, but they were all fed to the gas chamber. Now today, in Israel, you attack Israel, they will fight to the last man.
They will.
And if you look in Zechariah, there's a great prophecy about the last fight over Jerusalem. And this last fight shows you how in the very quarters of the fight, when the enemy begins to gain ground, things begin to change. And, it's
God comes to their defense.
Yeah, it is quite a story. So make no mistake, we're America, okay? We're not all these other countries. And we're better than all of this division, and we're not this stupid, I hope, to think that when people burn down cities, we're not going to enforce the law. Only a moron would do that. Anybody that calls himself a lawyer that refuses to hold people responsible or a prosecuting attorney, they need to be disbarred and removed, and the mayors of those cities need to be removed, and the governor that allows it needs to be removed.
Well, you know, speaking of being America, I don't mind people wanting to come to this country for a better life, because that's what America offers. We're the greatest country in the world, and they want a better life, and I don't blame them, but come in the right way. Come in the front door, don't come in the back door, and don't come here trying to change America into the third world you came from. You're supposed to come for a better life. not one that you left.
And you're supposed to be an American.
And defend the Constitution. You take an oath when you
become a citizen.
Yeah.
And so, well, at any rate, we're going to move on. Now, I mentioned it last week, the Gospel for Asia. And the thing that got me on this report, Tower, and you can go to gfa.org, gfa.org, and you should see their special report link somewhere on there. But they released a report on the Gospel for Asia. And the report was written by Ken Walker of In Christ Communications. The thing of it is what I didn't know is that when we look at their report, they reported there's 258 million widows. That's including the United States. The United States has problems with widows. I mean, a lot of them. And they give an example of one woman who fought to eliminate the U.S. military's widow's tax. She succeeded in changing that law, but she won't benefit for another 3 years. And so at any rate, when you think, and we have talked about this in persecution of Christians, when you go into India, you get into Nigeria, you know, when we go through all of the places that Christians are persecuted, these people who are killing people almost always target the man. And they will take the young girls and sell them for sex slaves, take the young boys and try to get them to fight for them, and they will take the woman, rape her and kill her, or use her as a second wife or something if she's pretty enough. But sometimes they'll leave her alone. But they're 258 million widows. And I thought that was an astounding figure.
It is. It is. That's just astronomical.
And so that's just a little bit of that report, you know. But I just find it absolutely unconscionable. And, of course, when you get into a lot of these other countries, widows can actually lose all rights to the money that's whatever's left. I mean, they can wind up destitute.
That's wrong.
And I know there's a lot of ministries that actually have a widow fund to help the widows where they're, you know, where there's a lot of them to try to help support them.
Well, so, in Asia, they're blamed for their husband's death and other calamities. So they call them witches. Well, in Nigeria, they've been branded witches.
Well, you know, that's the witch doctors. You know, that's political. I've seen that before, too, you know. That is unconscionable. There's wickedness everywhere. I'll be glad when the Lord comes back, puts all this stuff
in right order.
Oh, man. Look at all of it. It's a mess.
But the fullness of evil has not come yet, which I find hard to imagine because I think it's evil enough.
Oh, yeah.
It's too evil for me. Way beyond.
Well, we got a couple of short stories, short news things, and then Towers got something. We're in Burkina Faso. International Christian Concern talks about the jihadists there, and Burkina is one place that we have talked about before. And there have been causing mass devastation over the last several years. More than 1,100 people have been killed since 2015, and this is that's 5 years. And that's just one country, one area.
Good grief.
This is eastern Burkina Faso. I mean, and then you add in all the other places. You know, I mean, you can't, you know, really, we are seeing more Christian persecution than we've seen. And it's been going on. It started some time ago, and I've mentioned on our shows before, this was during the double blood moons, 2014-2015, I think it was. And it coincided with ISIS going through the Middle East, killing so many Christians and others. So we've seen a lot of persecution, a lot of death, folks. And this thing has taken a jump, and we could easily look at this and see a prophetic time point here along with the feast. And of course, we had another prophetic time point, and I talked about this too and mentioned it, and that was the great summer eclipse of 2017 and the divide there in America, and I prophesied about that. I told people what the Lord was saying on that. So the bottom line of it is we are living in prophetic times.
We are.
Do you ever feel like that? I mean, really feel like there's something else going on here?
Almost every day.
I know. I mean, look at all the hurricanes coming in. Look at all of this came at once. And then you look, I looked where on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I think it said 5 of the 8 Joint Chiefs have COVID.
Oh.
You know, and a lot of the people in the White House, looks like someone was going through sprinkling COVID germs.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing.
But folks, things you need to know about your masks. Your masks are not going to stop COVID. The COVID minute particles are smaller than that mask, and you need a professional mask. But even with a professional mask, now I read this. I thought I reported on it last week or the week before, but at any rate, it was a woman who had been in the professional healthcare area all of her life, and she wears the complete garb, get up and everything, and the regular PPE mask, and she got COVID anyway. And she was working in a hospital's situation. Well, you know, I mean, look at all the doctors you got coming and going that are helping Trump. I mean, maybe a germ jumped from one of their coats. But, you know, everybody, you know, Biden was, and so was Pelosi, was, well, he has to wear a mask. Well, I got news for you, folks. That COVID, when it begins, when someone with COVID coughs it out or something, the fine particles can travel more than 6 feet, and they'll be in the air, or they can land on something. And then the heavier particles will fall to the ground a lot quicker. And they will also penetrate those masks you wear unless it's a professional. And even that, professionals can get COVID. So the mask stuff doesn't even make sense. This whole thing doesn't make sense, along with the fact that there's a 90-some percent recovery rate. The death rate is real low. And so, you know, I mean, we're totally crazy. Experts have come out and said that when it comes to COVID, that when you had in research, they've been doing research on it, that when we had a close down like we did and stopped everything, that didn't do anything to stop COVID. It just went silent for a while, and it was back there when everybody went back to work.
What about that doctor that talked about the kids in school and the herd immunity?
Yeah, the herd immunity was another thing, and that's also a professional talking about it, saying that the kids, you know, they need to be in school, and if they do catch something, that helps their immunity once they get over it.
Yeah.
You know, I remember as a kid, there's certain illnesses that I got, and I was sicker than a dog. One time I was so sick, my whole roof of my room was going around in circles. I thought I was going to die because very, very high fever. But the doctor said, you'll grow out of it. You know, you'll develop an immunity and grow out of it. And I did. So the doctors, this is something that the doctors know about. Now, the other thing, on Monday's 700 Club, Paul Kingor wrote a book. He's talking about his book, The Devil and Karl Marx. And he quotes Karl Marx, who says, "Heaven I forfeited, I know it full well. My soul, once true to God, is chosen for hell." That's Karl Marx.
Boy, he doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't understand. He didn't. He does now.
And those words are from the poem, The Pale Maiden. And that's one man's true feelings. Of course, Marx is known for the opiate of the masses. Now, make no mistake, those kids that are destroying BLM and Antifa, these are Marxist, they're using Marxist methods. It's not new. Most of us old enough know what Marxism and communism and socialism, they all come from the same horse, Marxists.
You don't want to be a part of that.
No. I will not be a part of Marxism. I will not. There's just no way. Marxism is a no-brainer. And it's a no-brainer for many Americans. And if you think a bunch of punk kids who are allowed by liberal Democrats to destroy their cities, if you think you can go into some places in the West and do that, you're going to be planted 6 feet under. You can be absolutely sure of that. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there. And, of course, we know that there are armed black groups as well. Well, see, we already know what armed black groups in South Africa does. They kill all the white farmers. And I've even reported on that genocide. So make no mistake, folks. You get into a race war, it's going to bite both ways. Nobody wins in a war. And America, while you're fighting between each other, a real enemy will come in, take over, and kill all of you. So wake up, get your heads out of the nether region. You need to repent. You need to stop it. Now, of course, they don't listen to the show. And even if they did, they would never pay any attention. And as far as some of these young men and women that follow BLM and they scream their fool heads off, just punch them in the nose. Because I've seen even women do that to some of these others. You know, and they go whimpering and crying because they're not used to being chastised. The problem with them when they were raised, nobody knew what a belt was. Well, you can thank God that there's a lot of us that were raised and know very well what a 2-inch strap to the bare butt does.
Boy, I know that very well.
And it's about time we start disciplining our kids and getting tough. And if you're going to save this country, you'd better save it in your family. You need to repent. And we're trusting God for mercy for this country, folks. In God's judgment. I've been saying this for over 2 decades. I've been talking about the fall of America for a long time. So, well, we're moving on here.
Okay. This story comes to us out by Wilberforce. And I'm not sure if I pronounce this city right in China. Ziyang. Those authorities in Ziyang have detained more than 1 million Uyghurs in detention camps. They're using them for forced labor. They're sending them over to, they've been transferred to, 80,000 of them have been transferred to the Xinjiang Autonomous Region to work in factories across China. And at least 27 factories are using the laborers of the Uyghur Muslims. And they have, these 27 factories potentially have connections to the supply chain for 83 global brands. And last month, the United States blocked 4 companies and a manufacturing facility in northwestern China from shipping their products to the U.S. due to concerns about the forced labor and the religious freedom violation aimed toward Uyghur and other Muslims. And the U.S. Customs and Border Protection issued orders freezing imports from companies that produce cotton and clothing and computer parts in that region of northwestern China. They've also, the U.S. and Customs and Border Protection has also halted imports of hair products made at a manufacturing facilities where they believe Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities are forced to work. The administration has plans to add curbs on 6 more firms and target cotton, textiles, and tomatoes from that area by the end of this fiscal year. And 80% of China's cotton is produced in the Xinjiang province. And the U.S. imports some 30% of its apparel from China, according to the Congressional Executive Commission on China. And dozens of American and international companies are suspected of directly employing or sourcing from suppliers that are using forced laborers. And the U.S. added 11 companies to the entity list in July because of their ties to the human rights abuses, which means those companies can't easily access U.S. technology or goods. And the thing that's driving this aggressive ramp up in manufacturing and the use of forced labor is China's leader, Mr. Xi. He has pledged to end poverty nationwide in 2020. And so the officials are facing intense pressure to create jobs. And a lot of the factories were shut down because of COVID-19. And since then, the pressure has increased. And the labor program depends on luring companies from China's wealthier eastern seaboard, and fewer young people want to work on the production lines, so they have to force the labor. And the CCP, Communist Chinese people, have now said that by late 2023, Xinjiang wants 1 million working in its textiles and garment industries. You know, this is tragic that they're doing that. And one of the men on the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission panel was born in China. He's an Uyghur American, and he's an attorney, and he was born in that area, Xinjiang. His name is Nuri Turkle, and he's a member of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, and shared that forced labor has been part of the Uyghur life for as long as he can remember. It's one of the methods, one of the vehicles the Chinese use to repress the Uyghur religion and Uyghur culture. And when you buy anything made in China, if it's a textile cotton product, I think it should be something that gives you pause. As a consumer, he says, please do your diligence. Due diligence. Stop at least buying any cotton and textile products coming from China. And he said this should be easy to tackle.
Well, you know, that's exactly the thing. And we've talked about not buying Chinese products anyway.
Yeah.
And Walmart was famous for buying stuff from China. And I've been against, and see, it's not just Walmart, though, because we went around ourselves in our own little area. And we were checking out housewares, and I found anywhere from 90 to 100%, almost everything, was made in China, and with connections to China. They'll even say, you know, assembled in the U.S., but parts come from China.
What's really tragic about this is the smaller businesses and mom and pops trying to compete with Walmart. It almost forces them to buy products from China.
Well, you know, the other thing of it is, and when I was raised up, we had the Golden Rule, we had J.C. Penney.
Had the five and dime.
Yeah, and one thing, and I was thinking it was either the Golden Rule or J.C. Penney himself, who said, you might be able to make it cheaper, but you won't have a better product.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the bottom line of it is, as Americans, we need to employ our stuff here.
That's right.
And if we have a country that we're trading with, we do not want to be trading with a country like China that is going to repress Uyghur Muslims. And, of course, you know, I am not for China doing this to ethnic cultures. I do not like it. I do not support it. Just like in America, I do not, never have, I wasn't around it, supporting slavery of any kind.
That's right.
And so when I see these Black Lives Matter, one day I seen a video of whites kissing the boot of these black thugs who were making them, you know, to repent for being white. I'm not going to repent for being white. I'm not white anyway. I'm more of a flesh color. But the bottom line of it is, I don't like it any more than they do. And I wasn't personally involved. I would have never been involved. And I would have condemned it back then. And I condemn it now and always have condemned it. And I think to go about this, to bring up all this slavery issue and all this other stuff is just a horse that brings in the wagon of Marxism. That's all this is about.
Yep,
that's right. This is a sleight of hand. This is how they get in here, and we don't care. No matter what you say, we're not for it. We're not going to accept it. And we rebuke you in the name of the Lord. We do not go for this. It is evil and wicked. And it's evil and wicked from China, too. If you think that China is the only one that has a pass that, you know, on being wicked or having a political leadership that is off base, I mean, there's a lot of them. You know, for one thing, in Russia, they just made a big difference over there. Putin came out, and they have another law in the books following the other one. The other one was made a number of years ago that said, you know, if you're going to talk about your faith, it has to be approved by, you know, this Russia.
That's ridiculous.
And now, if you're going to be teaching the gospel or doing anything in Russia, you have to be trained in Russian. No American seminaries are going to be allowed. And if you get into Nigeria, Buhari, who's a Fulani, you know, the one of the biggest killers of Christians in Nigeria are the Fulani. And Buhari, who is the president, been president, this is his second term. He has done nothing that we know of. He hasn't been successful in stopping it or telling them not to. You get over in India, India's the same way. Modi over there denies, says the Christians and others are mistaken when they say that they're persecuted, but that's a lie. He may not know it, but it's going on. And the BJP Hindus that are doing it, they're connected to Modi, and that's a nationalist, Hindu nationalist party, and Modi ought to know that that's what they're doing. And we follow this political agenda all over, folks. Whenever we find a government, and if there's Christian persecution, you can trace it back to the government failure to act, almost invariably. Now, there are exceptions. But if there's a problem in the world in the government, I mean, in a country, you can find the leaders of the country at fault. And that's the same thing here in this country. The same aspect. And if you go through the Old Testament, you're going to find the same thing. You'll find that the leaders, the political leaders in Israel, were responsible many times. And they would either lead them to the Lord or lead them away from the Lord. And if you go through the book of Kings, you go through Chronicles, and you read the history, you're going to find out that there was a lot of bad kings and leaders there. So that ought to tell you something.
That's right.
And then, of course, you know, this is a China program tonight. Hong Kong democracy versus Chinese communism. That's what the communists have been doing. You know, Hong Kong was really a going little place. And now that the Chinese have it, it's going to be poor and it's going to be destroyed.
I think it had pretty good, excuse me, I believe it had really good tourism from the United States and other countries going there.
Oh yeah, Hong Kong was the place to go, that and Taiwan. And it's too bad, it really is. You know, and this just heads up, you know, communist China, as far as that goes. You know, They were threatening Taiwan and America this week. Last week, I think it was.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
Yeah. While we're over here bickering I don't think NBC, ABC, CNN, CBS, I don't think any of them have any real news anymore.
No, it's just their opinion and hate filled towards the President of the United States.
Well, it's too bad.
It is.
You know? But, I can tell from the feeds. I go through bazillions.
So were you gonna
gazillions of articles?
Excuse me. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what it feels like. I don't anymore. I've put a fast on. I'm fasting from articles. Tower and I have already voted, and we put it in the ballot in the clerk's office, and we're done voting, and we're not doing anything, and we're not listening to much news at all. We're taking care of the shows. We're writing articles. We're on some of our, and I'll tell you, if you want to find us, you go on over to MeWe, and we've got a page over there of the Watchman Institute. Go on over to USA.life. We're over there as Warren Radio. You can find us on Parler at Warren Radio. You can find us on Cloud Hub on Warren Radio. All of these venues, these social sites, are not like the others at all. The others are biased. They're rich. They think that the government will never stop them.
Well, the government may not, but God will one day.
You better believe it. It'll be over. Thank God for that.
Yeah. So, are you talking about Hong Kong?
I kind of pass it up because we got a lot to do, and there's not a lot to say on Hong Kong. Most people know about it. But go ahead if you have something to say.
Oh, I was just seeing that there was 11 or a dozen people that were picked up by... They were a dozen young people from Hong Kong, and they were pro-democracy activists. And they've been they're being held in prison by Chinese communists.
They are.
And so they've been there for 2 weeks, maybe more, because I'm not sure when this story came out. And, you know, one mother says, I just want my son back safe.
Well, you know, Mike Pompeo had addressed this issue as well. But see, this just shows you. See, this particular article in the Hong Kong was in the news last week or the week before, and it stayed in the news. And then added to that is Taiwan. So China is really experiencing a lot of what they want to do growth. You know, they want to take Hong Kong. They want to take Taiwan.
They want to take America. They want to become the superpower.
And, the bottom line of it is that, you know, if you let Joe get in there with Kamala Harris, they're going to get rid of all the oil, or try to, and the coal, and that's the stupidest decision you could make.
And they'll also reverse the sanctions on China.
Yeah.
And Iran.
Yeah, yeah, because they all think these are nice countries. The cultures are nice, but the politics is poison. As my dad said many years ago when he came into my office when I was downtown, he says, make no mistake, China is not our friend. It's still communist red China. And that's right. He was right then. He's right today. And the other thing he said, the people deserve the government that they allow. And in this country, we've allowed certain things to happen in our cities with rioting and pillaging. And those in charge politically did nothing. And I hold them accountable personally for this. And de Blasio, you are a scum when it comes to doing this thing right. You are hard-hearted and you don't want to do what's right. Same thing with that other one, Cuomo. And he has a brother over there on the fake news. Y'all ought to repent because this is sickening.
That's right.
Having to watch you people destroy New York. I was there when I was 17, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't even do anything now. But I'll tell you, Carter Conlon has Times Square Church, which was started by David Wilkerson many years ago. And Carter Conlon came on, he became the overseer, and they have a senior pastor there and a bunch of other things, but they're in Times Square. So you want to know what to do about the Lord? You want to know how to repent? You go down and talk to Carter Conlon. You get your butt down here. If you're on the street, if you're hurting in any way, shape, or form, if you're down there on Times Square, you know those guys. There has been a good... I'll tell you, David Wilkerson, he was a guy that would go anywhere in New York. He said, these are my streets. I go where God sends me. And I guarantee you that that street, those streets don't belong to de Blasio or Cuomo. Those streets belong to the Lord God. This country belongs to the Lord God. China belongs to the Lord God. He's the creator. You punky men and women who think that you're God, the Lord will bring your butts down along with your spirit. And I condemn you categorically in the name of the Lord, and I tell you to repent. But of course, we are in the time of rebellion, Psalm 2. And he will have you in derision. Yeah, I wrote an article about that. Try that out for size.
Yeah.
And you've got a few minutes. Not much.
Well, I sure hate to see China take over Hong Kong and Taiwan and
me too.
And other things. They could be going after the Philippines too. They're in that region. So I hope not.
Yep. We're going to have to get out of here.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody, whenever you do. We love you. We pray for you. Please pray for your brothers and sisters around the world. May God richly bless you in all you do for Him. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. And remember to pray for the persecuted church and persecuted people groups around the world. Pray for America. Pray that we will get repentance in this country. Pray that the Lord will grant us mercy so that we can see this nation healed. Because this isn't the America it should be. We are a shadow, and that shadow is being led by other shadows of darkness. And this is not the way we should be. In Jesus' name, this is the Watchman. Shalom. Good night. Take care of yourselves. Seek the Lord. And while you're at it, join us and fast some of the news. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.